My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Bumper bank profits, but should they be doing more to help savers? Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. Will Bain in for Leanna Byrne today. Great to have your company, as always. Yeah, if you followed much of David's Econ 101 newsletter, which I'm sure you did, and I'm sure you remember, the primary way to try and tackle rising price inflation is for central banks like the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. In part, that's to put us off borrowing more money by making it more expensive to do so. But the other half of that equation, the carrot to go with the stick, if you like, is meant to be to encourage us to save our cash instead, with the bank offering a juicier return on those savings. Part one is happening. Part two, less so. So when banking giants like London-headquartered HSBC announced whacking profits, $22 billion for the first half of this year, well, it makes people ask whether we, the customers, are getting a fair deal. Mohamed Al-Erian, president of Queen's College Cambridge and the chief economic advisor at the financial firm Allianz, spoke to the BBC's Justin Webb with his view.
Look, I totally understand the frustration. We'll all like to have higher interest rates being passed not only to our mortgages, but also to our savings rates. But it is really complicated. It's hard to argue there's been profiteering. Yes, some banks have been slower than others, but it is a really complicated equation.
What's complicated about it?
That banks have other considerations. So, for example, the level of their deposits may vary. So they're not constant. So they may be earning less or more. Their costs vary. So it solves in a much bigger equation than just one factor, which is what the Bank of England does.
Mohamed Al-Erian speaking to the BBC's Justin Webb there. Well, let's check in on the numbers now. And shares in HSBC here in London up just around 1% right now. Elsewhere, oil major BP announced profits of $2.5 billion. That was, though, down significantly on last year's record highs of more than $8 billion. Came as global oil prices cooled a bit this year, reacting, of course, last year to that shock caused to prices by the war in Ukraine. Colombia's economy, which was the fastest growing in South America, is struggling to recover from the pandemic. Inflation's rising, and there's been a surge in migrants from Venezuela. It has received some financial aid from the World Bank, but is that making a difference? The BBC's Catherine Ellis has been taking a look.
More than 7 million people have left Venezuela since 2015. Well over a third of them have settled in Colombia. But like these new arrivals near the border city of Cúcuta, many who've made homes here are heading to the US.
At least there is a possibility of changing your life. Here in Colombia, you earn money, but it's not enough to support your family.
We're making only enough to eat, nothing more.
Food, rent and transport have all got much more expensive since the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. And it's not only Venezuelans who are leaving. Colombian taxi driver Robert Ojeda says many of his colleagues are already in the US. I ask him if he's also thought about going.
A lot, because I've seen those that have left are doing well. After the pandemic, everything here got more expensive. This month, the fuel price rose, the cost of living, the rent, nothing goes down.
2 years ago, the World Bank started giving billions of dollars worth of loans to Colombia to help kickstart the economic recovery. Alejandra Botero is an economist who is director of Colombia's National Planning Department and in charge of implementing the World Bank loans.
It was very important for the economic recovery, especially with small, medium, informal economies, how you could be able to very quickly get the pre-pandemic growth that we needed.
Colombia's economy grew at around 7.5% last year, more than double the regional average. The World Bank also injected cash for the government's policy of allowing Venezuelans to apply for the right to work legally in Colombia.
You can also get incorporated into the health services. You can open a bank account. After a few years, the returns are very high in terms of GDP. The economic result of successfully incorporating migrants into a country is very, very big.
And the policy has stopped some people from leaving. At a busy marketplace in Colombia's capital, Bogota, Venezuelan César Pinar says Colombia and the right to legally work here has been a lifeline for him.
For me, it's still a cup of gold that needs to be looked after. Look at my case. I'm an engineer working in a fruit shop. What I earn here, I couldn't earn in Venezuela as an engineer. I can send money to my daughter.
While some Venezuelans and Colombians continue to leave, for many like César, who don't want to chase the American dream, the Colombian one is now within their reach. In Colombia, I'm the BBC's Catherine Ellis for Marketplace.
And in our later programmes, David Brancaccio will have more on the economic factors that drive migration to the US, including themes like the pandemic and the impact of technology. So stay with us for that all this week here on the Marketplace Morning Report. We're going to round out this morning, though, by taking you into space, or the dreams of doing so, at least. And no, it's not sunny Florida and Cape Canaveral, but the northern Scottish islands of Shetland. Husband and wife double act Frank and Debbie Strang bought a disused Royal Air Force radar station 15 years ago, and now it's potentially weeks away from being able to launch rockets. Mr. Strang, CEO and owner of the Saxavord spaceport, told the BBC more.
When we started this 5 years ago, the local community thought I was telling an April Fool's joke. But things have moved on. I'm an ex-Air Force officer, and my former warrant officer used to say to me, "Enthusiasm is contagious, young man," and it really is. I mean, I get letters from eight-year-old girls and boys asking for jobs. Retired folk, you know, getting in touch saying, "Can we come and visit the spaceport?" It's just incredible. We always said we weren't building Cape Canaveral, but actually we are. And you need to remember that the customer base that we've got, they're all international, and they're coming to us. We're contracted with three launch companies already, and we're in dialogue with another four or five. You know, so we're very confident within 5 years we'll hit those 30 launches a year.
Frank Strang bringing us to the end of this edition of the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.